Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. Thank you. How beautiful it is just going through the Bible so systematically, a few verses at a time. It really just feels like you're just always just very relevant and know exactly what to give us every day. And that, yeah, you do. You are the God that knows everything, all-knowing. So we just thank you for our food, our daily bread, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, verses 25 to verse 30.
Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable, living things both small and great. There go the ships and Leviathan, which you formed to play in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
Hallelujah. I think I'm just going to focus on the scripture 27. When they look, this is all the living things, everything looks to you to give them their food in due season. Hallelujah. That's a lovely thought. And I think of Jesus and where Jesus says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. And then, you know, we look at that and we think we want to do the will of God. But you can't do the will of God if you're not committed to the will of God. And that's the first thing so relevant in the new birth, you know, is if we had a new birth and we thought it was a new birth and it was not relevant to 100% committed to the Lord, then we weren't at the place we should have been at, because we see in our master copy Jesus, the first thing as he was preparing to come, who will come? And he says, here I am, send me. And then the first thing he says is, your will be done in the scroll of the book it is written to, written of me. So we see two things there, the commitment to the will, and where is he going to find the will, or where is God's will going to be revealed to him? Through the word of God, through the scroll, through the Bible. And that's so important, and something even more important than just knowing intellectually the will of God is to be born again of the Spirit, because without the Spirit, we cannot perceive these things of God. We cannot see the kingdom, Jesus tells us, or enter the kingdom. So a born of the Spirit brings us into that place where we can know the will of God and then take hold of it. And then God watches over his will, watches over his plan, because he works out everything according to his will. So, yeah, it's so wonderful when we understand that if we had to go through this world without coming to that place of meeting our God, meeting our Savior, being inspired by the Holy Spirit, then our time here on earth was futile, because it's all about waking up here to the one that made us, that made us of his Spirit. We are spiritual beings that have potential, but that potential can only come out is when we meet the Lord, and then we are dedicated to the Lord, and we then live from that which he is given to giving to us, just like with our master copy Jesus here on earth. I seek not my own will, I seek your will. I hear from you, I do what you're telling me. Whatever you tell me, I do. Whatever you tell me, I say. And then we see in the first disciples of Jesus, and that then became the apostles, that they were their dedication was to what they have seen and heard. You know, we cannot but speak about what we have seen and heard. So the meeting Jesus, daily being inspired by him, getting our daily bread. We man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so it's good that we have sufficient. You never see the righteous hungry, forsaken, or begging for bread. But more than that, the inspiration, the daily receiving light to conform your life to the things of God, that you've seen what he's seen, so you can experience what he's wanting you to experience this day and in every day as we follow this pattern. So so there was a major occurrence yesterday. We had lots of our brothers talking about it, where we just heard about Julius Malema and his wife meeting or being in a church. And as Keith and Stephen rightly portrayed, you know, this is a thing we see often happen. But the thing is, once this has happened, and once people, even if they're putting on an act, have come under into the presence of the word, judgment comes. Amen. And then it can be like with Nebuchadnezzar, mighty king. He took hold of it for a while, and then he forgot, and then he squirmed like a worm. But then when he remembered and he turned to the living God, his whole life just changed. So we just know we know, you know, the word, the presence, the goodness of God, the things of God is like a lion. You don't have to defend them. You release the lion, and the lion fights for himself. And we know that the Lion of Judah, the kingdom of God, all these wonderful realities came to us. And when we made place for them, they blessed us and they lifted us up and they helped us. Where man despaired for us, everyone gave up on us. Well, God didn't. And he's doing something, he's done something beautiful in our life, and he will do something beautiful in our life. And so we just pray for Julius Malema and his wife and all these politicians and all these people that's busy with wrong agendas, the One World Movement, and especially their children, because, you know, they've got a life set out for them and worked out from birth to grave, but it's deceptive, it's demonic. And so we pray for all of them that they also have a meeting with the Lord, that someone would share the gospel to them, and so they can not, what good if you gain the whole world but you lose your own soul, that they find their soul, their will, intellect, and emotions in Jesus and in the kingdom plan of coming on the earth as it is in heaven. So our prayers go to all these people. But our best wishes, because we know what God has done for us, and as he has done for us and he's loved us, he's there to love each and every one. So Lord, we just thank you that you are moving mightily on this earth, and the separation of the sheep and the goats is taking place. So I thank you, Father God. We realize that we need to become sheep before we drop this body, or before a final judgment takes place, because there is no time to change from a goat to a sheep. We had to really be sheep, and then you would say, you have enjoyed a part of my kingdom, now go on and enjoy more of my kingdom. So Lord, our prayer is just for opportunities, Lord, to share into the deception, to be lights in this darkness, and to be the blessings you made us to be, and to love as you have loved us, Father God, and know that there's no shortcuts, no politician or no person has a different path. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus. And then there's one path extending the kingdom, staying in relationship, being obedient, and then our paths can differ, because there's so many different avenues, different revelations, different truths, that you inspire your people so that we can all be blessings in your kingdom and extending your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.